Okay, we're up to the Gemara Chavdal Amar Aleph. Umi Shari. Is it mutter to draw pictures? Rabbi Gamliel had pictures of the Levana to show the Eidim. Don't make representations of the things that serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Omar Abaye, lo asra Torah, ela shamoshim she'efshar la'asos kimosa. First Abaye said that it's only asra to make those kind of things that a person could possibly make. You can't make a moon or a sun. So then even the representations are mutter. That's what we think now. We'll see in a second. It's not true. But, right, you can only make shamoshim she'efshar la'asos kimosa, k'detanya. And that would include the following. Well, yasa the bayis tavnis heichel, aksadra tavnis ulam, chotzer keneged azora, shulchan keneged shulchan, menorah keneged menorah. Can't make the various kalim and the tzura of the Beis HaMikdash itself or the Mishkan, because that's shamoshim that are efshar lasos kemosa. Rashi, losasun iti, tzuros haomdim iti. Those things that are with me, that are meshamish me. Okay, so now, on even at this point, when we think these are osir, what's osir? Right? Most Mepharshim hold that it's only if you make it exactly to those dimensions. All the dimensions the same, and it mamish looks like a heichel, or looks like the ulam, or whatever. It doesn't mention the harabayis or the chil. Those are too far away from the etzem mishkan or mikdash itself, and those are probably mutter. And but to make it exactly like that, with the intention of using it, according to some opinions, you don't intend to use it. For instance, you only use it as something to show other people or whatever. You don't intend to live in there, so it's not used for its for a purpose of living. It could be it's not awesome. The Rambam is mashma that it's lav davka, it's exactly the same dimensions, but as long as it looks like the heichel looked, and it looks like to the eye. See it, and you say, that looks like the heichot, that's also osir. But l'maisa, l'halacha, this is for sure only osir if you make it to the exact dimensions. Dimensions of what? The first Beis HaMikdash, the dimensions are different than the second Beis HaMikdash. The third Beis HaMikdash would be different than the second. So most hold that it goes l'fi the Bayesheni, what the dimensions were of Bayesheni. Okay. Aval osir, so now the menorah, that's more of a problem. Also, shel chamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmona v'shel shiva lo yasa afilu shar minei matochos. And a menorah, what's considered, looks like a menorah, it has to be what's ma'akiv in the menorah. What's ma'akiv in the menorah is seven konin. It doesn't have to be of gold, because we learned that other metals are also okay. If you don't have gold, the Gemara is going to speak about the fact that the time of the Chashmonaim, they made it out of other metals. Also, if it's made out of gold, then it has to have kaftorim and prochim and all of the details of the menorah. If it's made out of other metals, it doesn't have to have that. So, therefore, if you make it out of other metals, it doesn't have to look like a menorah with all the kaftorim and prochim. The shaila, whether it has to have a place for oil, or just the branches, seven branches are osir, even if it doesn't have a place for oil. Some hold that's only osir if it has a place to mekabel oil. But if it doesn't have a place like that, there for an electric menorah maybe, that doesn't have a place where you could put oil, if the place for the bulbs, can't hold the oil, could be that's okay. Many poskim hold that's osir. Another shaila is what has to be six or five or eight, the branches or the candles. If you have seven branches but only six candles, would that be mutter, right? Or do you have to have dafka a different number of branches? Another shaila is what if it's not in the configuration of the way the menorah was set up in a line, but it's in a circle or whatever. Many poskim hold that's not osir because that doesn't look like a menorah at all. Others hold no, and the Beis HaMikdash also. The menorah could have been a circle. It wasn't ma'akiv that it had to be in a straight line. If the kaftorim prochim and the height isn't ma'akiv, so then even if you have a chandelier with seven things and it's in a circle, right, it's also osir. We're machmer, so this is the raisa, we're machmer that the taki shouldn't have a chandelier with only seven things, even if it's only electric, and as long as there's a place where you could possibly put oil, that's also what they usually do in these seven thing menorahs, right, of bulbs, that they take the middle one and they fill it up, so you can't put any oil there. And according to the Shita, that it's only seven candles, but not seven branches, is not what's also, that would be okay.
But is it a habit to make it?
The issue is even to have it.
In the Ratika, there is copies from all these things made by Machon HaMikdash, something like that.
So they're making it as a, I don't want to get into my feelings on that. Okay. You have to ask them why it's okay for them to do it. You have to ask them also why it's okay to spend so much money on things that probably will never be used. Okay, I guarantee when Mashiach comes, they build the Beis HaMikdash, there'll be much bigger people to be mechaven to build the menorah than the people who built the menorah there. Or with all due covet to them. Like, Mashiach will be here, and I doubt very much that they'll use their menorah.
Okay. The Reform Lafkic, which you always do connect us, and their temples, they call it temples, not synagogues, they have the menorahs with seven.
Right here? Okay.
Lafka.
Okay. Okay, Rav Yossi bin Yehuda Omer Afshel Eitz Lo Yaseh. Rav Yossi bin Yehuda holds he could make a klisharis of eitz, so mela, even a menorah of wood would be okay, therefore you're not allowed to make a wooden menorah with seven things. Kederesh also malcha beis chashmonoi, because in the time of the chashmonoiim, they're very poor, and originally they made a wooden menorah after they defeated the Greeks. Omer lo misham raya shvudin shel barzel hayu. Wasn't a menorah of wood. It was poles of, what's it called, spits of iron that they used. The chitum beboats, and they were covered with tin. They looked like wood, but it wasn't wood. Hashiru asum shel kesel. They got a little bit richer. They made it out of silver. Chazru hashiru asum shel zoh. But a klisharis of eight you can't make. Okay, Rashi, shel chamisha neiros, v'shel shisha neiros. Rashi is mashma, it's not the branches, but it's how many base kibbles there are, how many neiros. Neir doesn't mean a candle. Neir means the place where you put the oil. V'afilu shel shar minei matochos, l'fisha kiyotze ben k'sheir l'fdim. Because a menorah would be kosher in the Beis HaMikdash of other metals. The shaila, what if you make a golden menorah without prachim? There it is, ma'akiv. So the Chora, right, there's one svara to say that couldn't be in the, you couldn't have a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash of gold that didn't have kaftorim or prachim, even though you could make it of other metals, but if you made it of gold, it had to have kaftorim. So if it doesn't, it's not a menorah similar to the menorah in the Mishkan. Other ones say just the opposite. Since you can make it of any metals, and any metals doesn't need kaftorim or prachim, a golden one without kaftorim or prachim is no less of a tzur of a menorah than the others. Kiritanya vasisa menoris klal zov tor prat miksha teosa chosavakotza klal prat uklal ma prat mefurish shol mateches av kol shol mateches. Right, it's kein ha prat has to be metal. Av shol eitz lo yaseh shikiyotzi bok sheir lefnim. Rav Yosef Yehuda learns dorish le likrob in ribuy umiyut. He darshins the psukim not with a klal u prat uklal, but a ribuy miyut and ribuy. Ribuy miyut and ribuy is that it's only memayit one thing. It's memayit cheres. But anything else is okay. Klal prat uklal is memayit anything that's not like the prat. My Rabbi kol milei. My miyut cheres. V'achim eforesh the menachas. Kederash also malchi beis chashmonoi, shegobre yodam al yivonim, v'otzio mirushalayim, v'tiros ha-mikdash. They took the yivonim out of Yerushalayim, and they were metayer of the mikdash. And at that point, they were very poor. They couldn't make a golden menorah, so the shaila is what they made in its place. An iron menorah covered with tin, or a wooden menorah? Which is tin. Okay. Gemara says, Abaya says, so it's only also to make those kinds of shamoshim, like the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the Kelim, that it's possible to reproduce. The things that are impossible to reproduce, not also to make a representation of it. But Tanya lo sasum iti, lo sasum kidmusha moshe hamisham shlofai b'maro. Bryson says, but there's not like that. You can't make representations of those things that are mishamish to the Rabbanu Shalom in the heavens. Omar Abaya, lo osra Torah, le demus arba ponim bahadi adodi. Now that includes, Abaya says, the following. And Abaya lamaisa meant all these things, but we only heard piecemeal. So Abaya agreed that it's that. We're trying to get back to the sun and the moon. We'll see what the answer is over there. But right now we're limiting what's osur in shamoshim shemeshamshim lefonai. First thing is those things you could make a representation of. That's osur. That's the things in the mikdash. Next thing is things in the heavens that are demus arba ponim, the demus of the merkava. The merkava was four different faces, and the faces changed. Lemaisa, it was a demus adam. And demus shor, and a nesher and an aryeh, and the shor was replaced with a kruv. So both of those would be osur. A kruv, adam, right? And the kruv and adam are differences. It's a face of a person. One's a baby face, and the other one is a larger face. And the nesher, aryeh, and shor, those together is osur. Elamiata parts of adam lechudei tishrei. If according to that, you should be allowed to make a picture of a person by itself, because only the four things together, that's called the Maisa Merkava. Alma Tanya, kol ha-partsufim mutarim, kuchim parts of Adam. You're allowed to make any face, animals or whatever, but not the face of a person. Om Rav Huna, b'reid Rav Idi, mipirkei d'Abaya shmili. Right? I learned this from Abaya. Abaya himself, right, didn't say it yet, but Abaya also held, this is also us. What is it? Lo sasun iti, lo sasun osi. Because the Rabban Shom represents himself to the Nevi'im as a person sitting on a throne or whatever. It doesn't mean the Rabban Shom looks like that. Just like we explained many times, Chochmah doesn't look like a menorah. But when the Navi is shown the symbol of Chochmah, he's shown a menorah. Right? Bavel was not a pot. But when the Navi was given a symbol of Bavel, he was shown a pot that was overflowing or boiling over or whatever. So when the Rabban Shom wants to show a symbol of himself, he shows a person, either a warrior or a person sitting on a throne, whatever. That's the representation in Nevuah of the Ribbono Shel. So that's called Lo Sasun Osi. And Pasha, a person who's created, but Tzelem Elokim, right? That's one of the pshatim, what it means. It means the representation that the Ribbono Shel uses to the Nevi'im of himself is the same representation that a person, what's it called, is made in that surah. So Shaila is whether, what's it called, whether this lo sasun osi, when making the tzuris of a person, I'll say, we'll finish the Amid, and then we'll go back and tell you some of the considerations here. So the you're not allowed to make a face of a person. Right? So how do we make photographs or whatever? Okay. Shemara says, Rushar shamoshim mishari, and other things are mutter, Vatani lo sasun iti, lo sasun kidmush shamoshim, hamisham shlufani b'mora. You can't make representations of those things that serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in the heavens. Kigon, ofanim, srofim, chayus, hakodesh, malachi, ashoris. Again, as they appear to the Nevi'im, as people with wings. Right? And they have a certain amount of wings, six wings. Right? Some depends which malach it is. So you can't make a representation of angels either as they appear to the Nevi'im. Omer Abaya, lo osra Torah ele shamoshin shebamother ha'elyon. Uvishamother hatachton. Oh, sorry. The only thing is also is the ones in the upper heavens, but not the ones in the lower heavens, which means the sun and the moon. We're still trying to find out how did Bram Gamil make representation of the sun and the moon. So he said everything so far is Osir, and Abaya says, but not the lower heavens, only the upper heavens. Gemara says Shemother hatachton mishori. That's not true. The things that are in the lower heavens are also Asur. Vatanya, Asher b'shamayim l'rabos chamo levana kochovim mazolos. Mimal l'rabos malachi asharis. It says you're not allowed to make psilim, right, images of b'shamayim, that's in the lower heavens, chamo levana kochovim mazolos. Mishamayim mimal is malachi asharis. Where it says, no, Kitan Yahila of them. We're not talking about making psilim to serve. That's Avodah Zarah. That for sure is awesome. Right? Where it says, Ila of them, I feel a shushul kotan nami. If that's the case, it's to serve them, then what does that have to do with anything in the heavens or whatever? Even if you make a worm to serve is awesome. Enochadami. That's true. Titanya, Asher Bo'aretz, L'Rabos Har Mukvos, Yamin V'Dahoros, Afikin V'Geos. Right? Anything in the land. which includes mountains and hills and seas and rivers and springs, mitachas, l'rabba shoshul kofen, anything under the ground, even worms. So that's what's it called, so that includes everything. So l'chora, that's only if you're going to serve it as avodah zarah. But to make representations, not for avodah zarah, right, still we're holding that it's only also to make things that are in the mother ha'elyon, or human beings, or arbaponim of the Merkava, or things similar to the Beis HaMikdash and its keli. The Gemara says, Vasiya Greitza Mishori. It comes out, it's mutter to make these things, just not to make them, to serve them. Right? Vatanya, it's not true. Losasun iti, losasun kidmusham moshem ishamsun levonai, kigon chamo levonai kochav mazolos. So now we're stuck. It says, Betherish in the Braisa, that it's also to make representations of the sun and the moon, even if you don't intend to serve it. Just to make it is also. So now what we have, it's also to make anything that's the Beis HaMikdash or its Kalim, anything that is in the heavens, like the Maisa Merkava, or the form of a person, separate, otherwise animal separate is okay, and anything that is in the lower heavens, sun, moon, stars. Okay. So they're all awesome. So let's see, Rashi tells. Demus arba ponim leguf echod kegon chayus hakodesh. The hainu iti shekisei hakavod rochav alein. The kisei hakavod rests on the maisa merkava. That's the merkava of the shechina, and the merkava is one body with four faces. Parts of adam lechudei tishrei. If that's the case, then the face of a person by itself should be mutter. Shariu echad mehem bechayus, because that's one of the faces in the maisa merkava, and it's only us if you do all four. In the seventh heaven, the Vakinan E.T., it's closest to the Rabban Hashem. Then in the second heaven, is there springs? So the Maisa, so now we're back to the original question. How did Rabban Gamliel make these things? It's also to make representations of the sun and the moon. Shani Ram Gamliel Da'achirim Oshimlo. He didn't make it. The Isser is Lo Sasu. You're not allowed to make it. But somebody else made it for him. Right? And there's a shaila what that means. He told someone else to make it, and there's no din of shlichus by a goy. I mean, talking about goyim made it. A Jew, obviously, is also to make it for himself, too. But talking about goy made it. So could Ram Gamliel tell a goy to do it? And there's no shlichus to a goy, or it's a, what's it called? It's a rabbanon, at least, for Amir la'akum. Right? It's Amir la'akum by other Isurim, could be is also awesome, not only by Shabbos. So some learn that Acherim Asim Lo doesn't mean that he told them to do it. They did it on their own. They made these things for their reasons. And then Ram Gamliel went and bought them in a yard sale or a flea market and used them in his Beis Din. Where it says, "V'har Rav Yehuda da'cherem asimlo, v'amar le'shmuel Rav Yehuda shinin asami einei d'dein." Right, Rav Yehuda, other people made a tzura of a person, and Shmuel said to him, "Take out its eye, so it doesn't have the full parts of a person." So you see from here that if it's not a full representation, that's okay. But even though somebody else made it, it was still asur to keep unless you were pogim it. Right? Hosim chosmo. Hosim chosmo bole tavi. There it was a relief. It was bole. It was, what's it called? It stuck out. The tzura. Umishum chshada. There it looks, it's something that sticks out, right? That's the kind of things that people make to serve idols. So it's a chshad. That maybe somebody made it for idolatry. Kiditanya. Tabas chosmo bole doser. You have a, what's it called, a ring. And it has a signet ring, a seal. And the seal is a relief. It stands out of the ring. Then it's aser. Aser l'anicho mutar lachtum ba. So it's aser to have that ring because of chshad, because we're afraid people will think that it's for avodah zarah. And, but it's mutar to use it. If you used it and you made the seal is shokas, right? A relief. When you put it into the wax, is indented. Chos Moshokeh, the opposite, if the chosim on the ring is indented, so that's not also to keep the ring. Mutter l'anicho v'asol lachtumba. But when you make the what's it called, the seal is a relief. It sticks up. So that would be also. So Mar says, Michashinu l'chshoda, are we afraid to be choshed that things are used for avodah zarah when maybe they're just innocent things? V'ahi be'knishta v'shafi yosef ben ardoa, v'havi be'in darta, in the Beis HaKnesses of Shafi Yosef in ardoa. Rashi will say what the shul was. That had an indarta. There was a statue of the king in there. It wasn't avodah zarah. Statue of the king that happened to be put into the goyim, put it into the shul. They demanded they put their flags or whatever. Okay, the American flag in many shuls or whatever. So they wanted an indarta of the king there. V'havu aili ravu shmuel v'avu adu shmuel v'levi u'matzli hosel v'lo chayshi l'chshoda. They used to daven there and they weren't choshish for chshoda. They never protested the fact that this statue was there. Mar says, Rabim Shani, you're only choshed when it's not a lot of people. A lot of people, we're not choshed, a lot of people are there using it for avodah zarah if it's an innocent thing. Mar says, V'ho Rabim Gamliel Yochidu. Rabim Gamliel had this in his study, right, not where it was a place that was open to the Rabim. He used to bring the Aden in to show him, but it wasn't a public place. Mar says, Kiva the Nasi who Shriche Rabim Gamliel. Since he was a Nasi, there was always Rabim there. And the Mele is considered a place of a Rabim. Iboy Yisema the Prokim have another terrace. Rabbi Gamliel's was not a something that was a set. It was made of it was disassemblable and assemblable. It was made of parts. And since it wasn't something kavua, there's no chshad that was people don't make avodah zarah like that. Or it's not called an asiya. Shaila, whether this is matter to make it like that because it's not called an asiya, or just that there's no chshad. If somebody else made it, you're allowed to keep it. Boy Samuel Islamid of it. He made it to learn these halachas. You can't learn to do these things, but you learn to how to do them, how they're done. That's mutter, even by avodah zarah. And therefore, you're allowed to make these things. If you're not doing it with noy, you're not doing it for decoration, but you're doing it to learn from, that's okay. But they say to learn from means to learn halachas, to learn something that you have to learn. But somebody wants to be a sculptor, so you can't make tzuras to learn how to make tzuras, which is awesome, right? That's not called l'islamic. Islam means to learn halacha or whatever. Let's see Rashi in the move. V'horav Yehuda, Acherim Nochrim, Goyim made it for him. V'horav Yehuda, Shehoyselot tzura b'tabato, v'acherim asur. Rav Yehuda had a signet ring. And other people made the ring. Goyim made it. But Omer le Shmuel de Nishkele Minei that Samei Einei Kolomer Hashchei Surasa. It was the tzur of a person or whatever in the ring, and he told him take out the eye. Mishum Chshav the Shaloyom Ravodah Zorah Hilo. Nobody should think it's Avodah Zorah. Also Vanicha Betzbo Mutar Lachtum Bo Shechasim Moshe Shokas. A ring where the seal is raised. You can't wear that ring, but you could use it as a signet ring because the seal then is indented. The opposite, it's also to keep the ring. It's mutter to keep the ring, but you can't use it as a seal. Mutter lachtam bo shechasim osa shirkas. Chos mashokeya chasim aboletes. Chos amosa bolet hamateches choru soviv soviv v'hatsura omedes kamo shehi. Chos mashokeya shatsura chakuka v'charusa v'mateches. The Shafi Yosef in Arda, Makomu, name of a place, a name of a shul in Arda, the Yesh Posrim Shechora V'chozav V'nivne. Shafi Yosef, it was destroyed and rebuilt. The Tamid Hoysa Shechina Mitzuyasham. There's a special shul in Arda that the Shechina was always in that shul. The Yechanya V'goluso Benu. It was built in the time of Golus Yechanya, the Golus that Mordechai was Nigla with before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They brought Avni Yerushalayim. They built the shul out of those avonim. The aleim ne'emar ki rotzu avadechas avoneha. They had such a preciousness of the stones of the Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. They brought them when they were forced to go to Golus. They built the shul out of those stones. In darta tzelem demus hamelech was a statue of the king. V'hor Rav Gamliel Yochin havi v'nechesh nomi lichshada. Rav Gamliel was alone in his study. Gemara says, since he was a Nasi, there always were a lot of people there. So, again, so it comes out that Lechori not allowed to make the tzura of a person. So how do we make photographs or whatever? Some hold that it's only Aser if the tzura is bolate, if it's the relief, if it's three-dimensional. But if it's just a picture or whatever, that's not Aser. Some hold that even a picture is Aser. Okay? Some hold it's only Aser if you have the head and the body, not just the head. It has to be a full face, not side view. Okay? And others hold that it's Aser even if it's shokas, if it's indented, but if it's just flat, that's not Aser b'chlal. Right? But many of poskim hold not like that. The another heter is in photographs that it's not indented, it's not bolate, it's not anything. There's no mamashis there at all. Right? Unlike a painting where there, you could feel some mamashis. So some of photographs the chlal don't go into the sisser. So we're somech on many of these heterim that the Chacham Sadam also says that even if you're allowed to, what's it called, if somebody else made it, you're not allowed to keep it in your house because of shat. So Chacham Sadam says, Bizman hazeh, nobody serves people. Right? And even the Christians, they don't serve any person unless they look special. They have saints that look special. Yashka's always on the cross. Right? So a regular person, just stam, nobody worships people. Bizman hazeh, the Chacham Sadam says, therefore there's no chshad by people. And therefore you're allowed to have dolls or whatever. Others hold that even if you're, that heter doesn't apply. Something that's clearly, that you didn't make, right? How you make a doll for your child, right? Bechor, it's a tzuras adam. So some dolls don't have all the facial features. That is mutter. Some hold the tak, you have to take off a part of an ear, part of a nose, or whatever. Others hold, no, since dolls are thrown on the floor and used for playing with, nobody's going to think it's an avodah zarah. Nobody throws the avodah zarah on the floor. So dolls are mutter. Anything that's used in such a way that nobody could think that somebody be over the avodah zarah like that, there's no chshad. So most poskim hold that photographs are mutter for various reasons that we said, and there are those that if you put all the chumras together, it could come out aser. Therefore, there were people who were knowing not to be photographed. Today, that's become the opposite. The ones that they photograph the most are rabbonim, tzaddikim, whatever, and regular people don't get the photos taken. In any case, so most people hold that the photographs are mutter. You'll notice that some people used to be machbid that they should cover up an eye or whatever when they would take a picture, so they shouldn't be over on lifnei iver of the photographer that he's taking a complete tsuras order.
The pictures in this art school, all the pictures of the sun and the moon are incomplete.
Right, the sun and the moon are a different story. The sun and the moon is Aser, right? And it's Aser even if it's not bolei, because that's how it appears in the heavens. It doesn't appear three-dimensional. It appears two-dimensional in the heavens. So sun and the moon is Aser even if it's only two-dimensional. You can't make it. And therefore you can't draw pictures of or make reproductions of the sun and the moon. It has to be pogum. So you have to take a little bit off. By the moon, it's not enough to take a little bit off of the way it looks sometime during the month. You have to take a little bit off the top. So it never looks like that. The sun also a little bit. And it has to be a representation. You can draw a circle. It has to be something that when people look at it, they know that's the sun. With things coming out or whatever. And the mazalos also shaila what that means. Mazalos, there's two ways of seeing the mazalos. There's little stars in the heaven, right, that have a tzura to them. That's one way. Or the representation of what those things are, and like the zodiac, a lion, a crab, whatever it may be. Some hold it's also to make a crab or a lion, but that's only to make all of them together. And others hold it's only also to make little stars that look like that, but not the tzura of a lion or whatever. That's not what the mazel really is. That's not how it looks in the heavens. And therefore, to have a planetarium or whatever, if it looks mamish like stars, it'll be awesome. It's awesome to make, and if it's not, there's no reason for chshad, because one of these reasons or whatever, it's a rabbim or something that we know that nobody serves those things or whatever, even though people serve the moon and the sun or whatever, then it would be awesome even to hold on to it. So, Taki can't make... What? Yeah, the shaila is what it means to learn and teach, to learn halachas. I don't know if you walked in before we said that, but it doesn't mean to learn to be a sculptor. You can't do it. To learn, what's it called? Depends what to learn. Right?
Learn nature of the universe.
Yeah, that's not, that, I mean, not that, that you're learning to learn those surahs. to learn halachas or whatever. That's what we're talking about Islam.
Take a picture, a photograph of the sun and the moon.
Again, you should do it only in a time when it's after sunset a little bit, not after sunset, when the sun starts to set or whatever, but the full representation of the sun is also to take a photograph. Okay. According to most, again, there's some opinions that say photographs are different even than pictures. It's not at all, it's not bolate, it's not shokeya, it's bechlal nothing. There's nothing there. So there are those that are matter photographs. But Pashto is most postcards, it's a deraisa that the Afi Machmer, and you shouldn't take photographs of the sun, moon, stars, or whatever, unless it has one of these heterim that's said by Rabbi Gamliel. Somebody else did it, there was no chshad, or whatever.